love. It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, you mob. Too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn with our deadly brother. We're talking to the foreign minister and trade minister for the Yidinji government. We're talking Murumul. We have Murumul online. Murumul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, Murumul, Wallaburra, Yidinji, and I'm down here on the Ngambri Territory at the moment in cold Canberra.
Cold Canberra, yes.
I've been doing a few family things here, but I also attended a big conference down here called Technology in Government, and yes. It's talking about all the latest things to do with cybersecurity and services and digital platforms.
Okay, so paint a picture to all the mob out there. So Australian government does not have a treaty with First Nation people. So under United Nations, UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, we have a right to run our own government. That's what Yidinji governments do. You wear the hat as a foreign affairs and trade minister. So we're talking about the space you're doing, you're down there regarding technology and what have you. So Yidinji Nation points to nodes as solution to curb future global software crisis. So please enlighten us, Minister.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. The Yidinji Nation has developed in the last few months. The first thing is its own computer operating system. So as far as we know, it's the first Aboriginal or Indigenous computer operating system that exists.
Yes.
And it's called Jibu, which in the Yidinji language means walking stick, because it all operates off a USB or an SSD, which you plug into any, what they call an x86 computer, which is everything that's not Apple, basically. So rather than buying a brand new computer, if you can't afford one, that is, then you can probably buy one of these Jibu's Leaps for $133 plus taxes. Mm-hmm. And you can do your emails, you can surf the web, all in a private, secure and environment.
Yes.
As you know, we're headed down this track because of things that are happening around the world. And as everyone probably found out on last Friday, I think it was, the CrowdStrike, 8 million computers worldwide affected.
Yes.
Billions of dollars in damages. So we're looking at how we can reduce the gap in terms of providing not only Indigenous organisations and nations this technology, but the rest of the world, because we think that Yidinji is on to something really, really big.
Sure.
And it's something that I spoke briefly about today at this event with some of the vendors and experts.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Yidinji constituents on their country in the 21st century platform to communicate. And there's a protection there for them to communicate is what you're setting up there with NODES.
Yeah, so NODES stands for National Offline Data Exchange System. So imagine if the internet went down, you didn't have access to satellite services like Starlink or Optus and Telstra, they were all cut off. The Yidinji technology that we have successfully tested means that you can still connect and message amongst each other. So, for example, let's say you wanted to send a text message during an emergency to see if your family was okay, if there was a major cyclone or something. Mm-hmm. With our technology, you can do that. You can buy stuff from the shops. You can have offline websites. So let's say, Trevor, that you had your own community store.
Yes.
Your community store could have an offline website that's fully functional without even being connected to the internet.
Okay, fantastic. That so is you, technology. You, that's people can future. Know
how much,
yes.
How much stock or how many toilet paper rolls you have in the shop at that time or whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be,
so
yes.
It provides you with an important continuity of business and connection. Yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. Now, I believe you have Kidridge, is that right? A gentleman at
the
table?
Yeah, Kindridge, yep.
Kindridge at the table. I believe he's joined us in conversation. I'll just check
yeah,
his
well,
CV's
he,
online.
He's the genius behind it all.
Okay.
And, he might be able to explain some of the technical aspects of it.
I'll just check, see if he's online.
Yeah. And just quickly, Brother Trevor.
Yes.
You know, the presentation that was given by the Australian Signals Directorate at this conference today was saying that, you know, all these small businesses and stuff are really heavily impacted on.
Mm.
And, you know, if you've got a business turnover of less than $2 million, let's say.
Yes.
According to the Bureau of Statistics, like cybercrime... can cost small businesses up to $45,000 or for medium businesses, nearly $100,000.
Yes.
So these are, if you're running, as you probably know, bro, like and other people out there who run businesses, that margin or that amount of damage can actually wipe out your business.
It can,
so
big time.
That's why Udinji is proactive in, not only for the Gimoi region, like having all the businesses, imagine like... the Aboriginal health services and everything else being operating on this technology where if something did happen, and it will, that we would have the ability to have some sort of emergency first system
backup
operating.
Exactly. Now, I believe we have Condridge online. Condridge, you there? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming to the program. So enlighten us, please, Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister from Udinji Government, Murma has explained, but just to get to your side of things, please.
Yes.
About nodes.
As Minister said, praise to Guy Barak, because ultimately it's his technology and those of us that talk to him receive it. So nodes is fundamentally designed to be an emergency system and offline system. So in the event that something crashed, as the minister explained earlier, if, like what happened on Friday where CrowdStrike happens and networks go down, nodes can use any network. It doesn't care what's available. It just can build its own system from any connectivity point it can get or no connectivity point. So at the fundamental
and it just continues BAU if that was to happen.
That's the idea. That is the idea. Because when we started to do analysis, we found that communities are vulnerable to any natural event, natural disaster, or cyber event, particularly cyber events these days, because we've become so glued to the devices in our hands. It's like an umbilical cord. Sometimes we just need to cut and go for a walk. And so when an emergency happens, the node system recognizes the emergency, switches to an emergency-capable mode, ensures that people's location is available to the network for emergency provision, but protected from others to prevent looting and pillaging and other events that tend to happen in these situations. It ensures that at the very beginning of perspective, two people can meet in the middle of a field with no comms anywhere near them and make a settlement. They can swap property back and forward and accept something in exchange for that. And that can be verified at court that has happened. And that's the key piece.
Condry, this is technology on steroids. This is fantastic. It's the way of the future. And yes, we all need to be protected, but we need to continue business as usual. Yes.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what we said we needed to make happen, and we sought the answers for. Is in the event of society having an issue that interrupts it, you must be able to continue trading first and foremost. You must be able to communicate safely. You must be able to do these in a way that doesn't empower criminal elements and disempower family elements. So we said you've got to start with the family. You've got to go from the family to the community.
Exactly.
You've got to go from the community to be able to trade. And then you've got to look at reestablishing that community to other communities as quickly as possible. And fundamentally, nodes provides all the technology to do those values.
Thank you very much for sharing, Condridge. All the best to you. I'll continue my conversation with Murumu. Thank you. See you there, Brother Murumu.
Yeah,
fantastic. So enlightened us, he did. It is technology, as I said, on steroids. It's way the future. We need to protect our businesses, protect our families. And look, this is, like I said, it's fantastic, way the future. And we, the longest living culture on planet Earth, hooked up with technology and future technology. Another 60,000 years, brother.
I'll tell you what, it is amazing that this is in our hands, and, you know, we thank God for that. But the other thing too, brother, is that, like, you know, one of the first things you want to do is just check your family members in an emergency. Mm. We are developing a number of products now that are going to blow your mind in the next 6 months or so. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag now.
Okay.
But
watch
this
space.
It's going to be big news.
Yes.
Absolutely. But, you know, even Nodes now has an agent in South America. So this particular individual's going to South America to move to present your Dingy technology to South America. So it's going to go all over the world, because we can see it that is what's required. Mm. And like I said, if we can minimise the damage to society through these, whether it's a natural disaster or a software glitch update or an actual cyber attack,
yes,
well, that means if you're a regional airline or a major airline company or a shopping or a food provider, a supplier of business,
or an indigenous artist creating weapons and tools and what have you, artifacts, you're protected.
Exactly. Now, it might be difficult for like a TV station or for Bubba Bipper to keep going.
Yeah, sure.
But at the end of the day, because of the, you know, it's about sending messages. But we have technology that might be able to have audio enabled services via the system, and we're still testing that. But, like, for example, we did this trial last year as part of our government, and we sent a message 15 kilometres away with no SIM card, no internet connectivity, no satellite, based on the technology we have, and it received, it was successful. So we know it works.
Yes.
Obviously, we need international collaborators and partners to actually bring this to what we call an export-ready, market-ready product.
This is beautiful.
And, you know, that's where we're at the moment. So I'm doing a bit of that here and there.
Well, Foreign Minister, Trade Minister, yes, you are doing your job for your nation, for your Yidinji government. Thank you very much for sharing. We'll be communicating. I will text you later regarding this space, and looking forward to the future and what you got in play.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, ta-da.
Adele Yande Murumu, Foreign Minister and Trade Minister for the Yidinji government, and they are pointing to Nodes as a solution to curb future global software crisis for their government, for their constituents, and Nodes, acronym for a National Offline Data Exchange System. So too deadly, fantastic, and front seat and regarding looking after mob on country in the technical world, in the future world. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. Gather round people, let me talk.